But without further ado, my man Donatus Mata-Yunus is on the phone. It's been a long time. It's been a lot of, I guess, a very crazy, crazy 12 months. But of the New Orleans Pelicans, one time of your Houston Rockets. Demo, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Good to catch up with
you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to join you guys.
So what's going on, man? I don't know how much is resolved of the whole thing, but there's still a lot of Rockets fans that obviously they even tag you when they are hitting me up that miss you and or want to know what happened. What can you say about what went down with you and the Rockets in the last 6 months?
You know, the things were not pretty, honestly, you know, but on the end at this point, I tried to forget more about him, you know, and I don't have no complaints, nothing for a team. And, you know, like I said, I spent there 4 beautiful years. I spent a lot of good time. I had a lot of good time with a lot of fans there. And, you know, I really enjoyed playing for Houston and for a team and for people of Houston, you know. So, you know, like I said, there was a lot of miscommunication, a lot of bad things, you know, that happened during that time. And, you know, on the end, none of the sides won because, you know, Rockets lost me and I lost a big contract too. So it's sad that the situation went that way. But, you know, not all the time you can control stuff like this.
Well, and people don't realize that you can, because you're healthy, right? I mean, people looked at that and said, well, he's not healthy and he's never going to be healthy and he can't, that's why he can't play in this league.
I mean, you see me playing, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how you can tell me that I'm not healthy? Like, I'm doing everything. I'm playing in the highest level. And I'm doing great, too. I mean, I'm feeling comfortable by playing in this level. So, I mean, you determine player who's how that he's healthy or not. I'm playing. So how can you tell me that
I'm not
healthy?
Well, I'm just saying, the other thing is people don't realize you can fail a physical just because a team feels like failing you on a physical and it has nothing
exactly
to do with your health.
Exactly. Physical is subtracting opinion, you know, that the team doctor decides pretty much. So, you know, it's just doctor's opinion pretty much, team doctors. You know, most of those doctors, some of those doctors, you know, they're there because, you know, the team pretty much, they're the team doctors. So, you know, they try to work, for a team, you know, and, you know, especially when the teams are telling them that, okay, this guy, which we want to sign him for long term, you know, and he had a history of the back issues, you know, it's kind of, you know, getting them worried, you know, that, you know, that might be like on me if I pass him and he has something in the future. So some of the doctors are worried about it, you know, but on the other hand, like I feel great, you know, and, you know, I'm playing every game since I come back. I played, I had no issues, no complaints, you know, and just, you know, I'm just doing my usual routine and, you know, I'm feeling great. My body feels great.
That's great because, you know, you've seen it. I had to take a lot of heat on Twitter because we're friends, and I was a big supporter, staunch supporter of everything going on in your camp. And now that you're getting a chance to play, how much is that going to change now that you guys make the addition of Boogie Cousins? And how much is your team going to change with the guys you lost?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said before, it's unbelievable to have two players that caliber in the same team. It's just something not a lot of teams have it, you know, and you know, all the teams are trying to play small right now. We kind of go opposite way as a team. So hopefully everything's going to turn out for the best. I believe that Boogie and Anthony Davis can play together really well. And, you know, I'm going to try to come off the bench and give as much energy, as much power as I can to the team, you know, to the second unit. So I think we're going to be pretty dangerous as a team.
Aspirations of playoffs then with 20-some games left starting tomorrow night against the Rockets?
I mean, you know, clearly we have to make a push right now, you know, for a playoffs. We're, I think, 2 or 3.5 games behind. And, you know, we had a pretty good stretch before the break where we won 3 out of the last 4 games. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do. But, you know, Houston game is one of those games that I think we kind of have to win, you know, if we want to look forward towards the playoffs, especially because we're playing at home.
Donatus Mata-Yunus joins us on the show. Hey, are you kind of salivating and licking your chops for this game against the Rockets tomorrow?
No, I'm. You know, for me, if my team wins, that's the most important. It's fun. It's going to be fun to play against the players that I've played with them for the last 3-4 years. So, you know, it's always fun to play against your ex team. But I don't feel no special rivalry or anything. You know, it's the team that I was with, like I said, I respect all the coaches, all the players that I play with, you know, and I really had a lot of good memories from that team. And like I said, I don't want this dark spot in a whole history with the Rockets just, you know, make the story just bad. You know, it's not how it is. Like, I don't really hold a grudge or anything for Rockets. Like I said, like, both sides lost in this situation, and, you know, hopefully in the future I might be able to come back to the Rockets. If no, I mean, oh well, I'm going to wish them all the best, and, you know, hopefully they're gonna continue to play the same way they're playing and make the playoffs and make a deep run.
You look at that team, Demo, and say, what could have been last year with you guys as opposed to what's going on this year was just the subtraction of Dwight, the difference. I mean, what is, in your mind, why are they so good this year as opposed to last year, and what are the differences that you see?
I think one of the main things, you know, that they changed, it was putting James Harden in the point guard position. You know, James was holding the ball anyways. Most of the time he was playing with the ball anyways. So it really made logically to put him as a point guard. So I'll give the props for a coach. You know, that was a really smart decision to put him as a point guard and give him the power of initiating everything and, you know, shooting whenever he wants. So, you know, like, I think that was the main key. You know, they had a couple of really dangerous shooters that they really needed. And I think, you know, the style they play perfectly fits every player that they have, you know, and I think that's the reason why they're so successful this year.
I brag on you all the time. I know that you are not only a FIFA fan and a soccer fan, but that you are one hell of a video game player. Have you ever considered? Now, we do have the Gamer Wall is a sponsor of our show. They have competitions where you can actually cash in and win money playing against equal competition. I know FIFA's your game. I mean, would you play video games professionally or give it a shot based on your love of that game and the way you play it?
I mean, just be honest, I'm not that, I mean, I am a big gamer, and I, you know, I play a lot with my friends when I have a chance, but you know, as soon as the season starts, I don't really have that much time to play. But of course, I mean, it'd be fun to play against the other people live, you know, sitting next to each other. Of course, it's even more fun when we have a friend and, you know, you can tease them around. But I think just to try it, I mean, I think it would be fun.
I would like to see you talk crap to people on one of these live games because of the fact that I already know that you are not PC all the time, but you have some great one-liners. I would love to hear you talking to some 13-year-old kid who's trying to bust your chops in a game of FIFA.
Oh, listen, like, before I played online, I made a couple of kids cry. So, I mean, it was I felt pretty bad, you know. I really felt bad. Like, the kid was yelling and crying, you know, because, like, I was playing with the Xbox, and you have the speaker and everything connecting with a camera. So I had a camera on, and, you know, I turned off my speaker, but I could hear him. I don't think that he knew that I can hear him. And the kid was legit, like, I was killing him, and he would start crying, you know. He started yelling, screaming at a you know, at a TV, at a game, you know. It was funny, you know. But from the other hand, I was feeling bad as I make someone upset like that.
That's awesome stuff.
Demo out here just making kids cry, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, man, I wish you all the best. You know that. I'm glad things are going well for you, and I hope it's just the beginning of a lot of great things. You get another contract, and you end up being where you want to be, doing what you love to do. I know you're going to play for your country, Lithuania, and that's fantastic too. But we miss you around here, but we wish you all the best, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Well, you know, I miss you too, guys. Like I said, I left a lot of friends over there in Houston. I still have a lot of friends, and, you know, it's always nice to talk with you guys, and it's nice to see them. And, you know, like I said, I wish you all the best too. And like I said, you know, I'm playing, I'm feeling great. So in the end, the thing's gonna work out.
Perfect, man. Well, I'll catch up with you when you get here in town. But go easy on them tomorrow night. But do your thing, and we'll be watching.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Donatas Matiunas joining us here on the show. We